there are a few things to understand about gentrification. The big drawback that people cite is the displacement of longtime incumbent, often poor residents. And the academic literature on gentrification so far has not found a very large link between neighborhoods improving and outmobility, as they call it, of poor residents. Now, there are a couple of things going on that explains that somewhat counterintuitive finding. One is that gentrifying neighborhoods tend to have a lot of available space, so there are a lot of vacant properties that could be used for housing or new commercial developments. A lot of people who lived in those neighborhoods tend to have owned, and so they're somewhat immune to rental increases. And the third fact is that poor people just in general, in all parts of the city, gentrifying or not, have high rates of movement as well. So you don't see a big, or certainly as big as you'd expect, rate of movement out of gentrifying neighborhoods. So that's one side, is that the negatives are somewhat hard to substantiate. And the second side that I think is important to think about is that there are advantages to the process that we call gentrification, which I think of as poorer neighborhoods becoming richer. Because if you care about things like income segregation and racial segregation and white flight, and you think those things are bad, the process of gentrification is one that reverses those somewhat. And we know from the established literature that there has been there are reductions in crime associated with the process that we call gentrification, and improvement in amenities such as schools, access to grocery stores, those kinds of things, that I think make the picture a lot more complicated than it's typically portrayed.
So recently I was talking to some anti-gentrification people, one of which is a guy named Kamau Franklin, and he's working in Southwest Atlanta in this neighborhood that's called the Pittsburgh neighborhood to stop gentrification. It's one of the last neighborhoods in Atlanta to now be facing what he calls the threat of gentrification. I want to just let you listen to what he said.
I don't think bringing in middle class or rich people in and of itself improves a community when it pushes out other folks who've been living and striving and even struggling for decades in that same area. So I don't think that that's a solution.
So I'm wondering from you, Idris, how do we begin to change that perspective, you know, that thought?
I think first it's important to realize that the linkage between displacement and gentrification is not one that we've been able to substantiate empirically. Now, there are probably individual cases of people getting pushed out that are important to highlight, and we should, and there's a role for activists in bringing those cases forward and making sure that those people are dealt with fairly. And I do agree that it's not enough for middle class and rich people to move into these neighborhoods. That's not going to improve them on their own. But I want to also think about, well, what do we want for these neighborhoods? We want them to get better, but we don't want it to be through the influx of new people. So what does that mean in terms of how the neighborhoods would improve? Is it that the people who already live there just get better jobs, or what is it? I think that there's a tendency just to oppose improvement and not to think about, well, what is it that we want actually? And I also want to make the point that the opposite of a poor neighborhood getting more prosperous is it remaining poor. And we also know that there are substantial consequences for poor children, especially who live in poor neighborhoods. Their life outcomes sag tremendously, their incomes sag, their chances of finishing high school, their opportunities languish, I think. And so it's important to keep in mind that the counterfactual that we're dealing with is one in which a poor neighborhood doesn't become richer, it becomes poorer, and that has tremendous intergenerational consequences.
I know that you have said it is about not so much the neighborhood becoming gentrified as it is really improving the outcomes for especially the younger people that are living in these neighborhoods. That's what your research has shown.
Yes, yeah. It's something that I just wrote a long 10-page report on poverty in America, focusing a lot on children, in part because I think that, you know, in some cities such as Baltimore, you will find that for every neighborhood that could be classified as gentrifying, 10 of them were poor 20 or 30 years ago and remain poor today. Now, the children that live in those neighborhoods are just not going to have the opportunities that they should be afforded. One of the things that is a solution to reversing this trend is improving integration by socioeconomic status. And if the process by which that happens is something we call gentrification, then I think that it will produce good benefits for those children.